Over on Sky History, Sky Box Sets and Now TV, arriving on Tuesday the 12th of March, we have a docudrama called Royal Kill List, and here's a clip.
This is Charles Stuart. He's lost his country, his crown, and now his father. Isolated in exile, he writes a vow. We are firmly resolved to chase, pursue, kill, and destroy those bloody traitors who committed our dear father's murder.
So docudramas are not usually noted for the high quality of their dramatised reconstructions of history. But I'd say this is the exception, though. It's pretty good. It's a three-parter, as we all remember, Hannah. In 1649, King Charles I was executed and the country became a republic. Imagine that. We got rid of the monarchy. But what became of the men who brought about this seismic constitutional upheaval? Well, you're going to find out in Royal Kill List, because his son was reinstated as the monarch after the protectorate, after Cromwell's protectorate. So Charles II, but he wasn't about to forgive and forget. He was determined to bring to justice the 59 men who all signed the king's death warrant. This is the story of that search. I think it's really well dramatised, but as well as the dramatised segments, it's rather a clever idea. They have three actors, each of them giving the point of view from a different camp. So you have Sheila Atim speaking for the Royalists, Jared Harris, the wonderful Jared Harris from The Crown and Mad Men, speaking for the Regicides, and Joseph Fiennes speaking for King Charles I. So, I mean, they are just talking heads, but they're doing it in the style of a dramatic monologue, if you like. And I think it works really well. It's much more interesting than just having the usual sort of historians coming on as a talking head and filling in the factual background. It's very effective and it really drives the story along and gives it a sense of drama. So, again, another bit of interesting history, this time from the UK, but very, very well done in a docudrama format. What did you think, Hannah?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things that you have to kind of sit there and watch. It's not something you'd have on in the background, I don't think, because it's quite compelling and you kind of, you know, you, well, again, I mean, I've already admitted my history is sort of potted, and I think that this sort of, again, you need to keep up. You need to kind of watch it to know exactly what's going on. But it is interesting to, you know, particularly, I mean, 1660, right back from there, to see how that monarchy was restored all the way kind of, well, not all the way, but partway through, is really, really interesting, because it sort of forms part of the fabric of our history, but not necessarily the fabric of our curriculum. So, yeah, I thought it was very good. One that the children should watch, perhaps.